Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Mariah Hagen. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, ma'am. Good afternoon. My name's Oliver. My apologies, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, Maria. So, my apologies for that mispronunciation. My name's Oliver once again with Jim Rubart Roofing, and I see that you had inquired about detailing the exterior of the home. And I was wondering, perhaps was it for the roof, the sidings, window, or gutter replacements by any chance, Maria?
Well, I've already spoke with somebody this morning. They said that I had asked for some information. I don't recall that, and I told them that they for them to call me next week because I'm getting ready. I got to have surgery tomorrow, and I don't know what's going to happen after that. I mean, I would love to be able to afford it, but I cannot afford it. And my insurance, the last time we needed roof work, they did only a spot. They didn't do the whole roof. I don't have no loops or anything, but, I mean, we're always hoping to do something to the house, but we never seem to manage to do it.
Okay. So first things first, as far as your operation, hopefully everything goes well. And then as far as, you know, you could be concerned and having, you know, that, you know, fixed, I'm not sure if there's a good contact number or someone that perhaps can follow up, like giving you power of attorney to let them go through with, you know, that fixer-upper as, you know, you're getting treated?
Well, no, there isn't anybody. Everything, I mean, it's like, I'm not, right now I can't do anything, sir. Call me another time.
Okay, look. What I'll go ahead and do. I'll go ahead and save your number and forward over to our, you know, our department. Well, they'll go ahead, you know, I'll explain what's going on and, you know, perhaps have somebody go out there. And then, you know, as far as, you know, the cost, there's a financial program that we're offering as far as you, you know, having a difficulty as far as, you know, getting it paid. I believe they're setting you up with it. Some type of installment plan where, you know, you can make, where it's affordable to meet your needs. But I'll pass the information along to them, but to catch up with you, would it be all right to schedule a different time frame to get in contact with you? Or one of my colleagues, if it's not me?
Give me 2 weeks and call back. Right now, like I said, and I'm not really, you know, they diagnosed me with cancer. So right now, I don't even know what I'm looking at. Father. Right now, I'm just trying to think day by day, so...
Right.
It's a sad thing for me. It's okay. God's going to hold me up. He's going to take care of me.
He does. He does. Everybody, not just one an individual, man. But I don't want to take up too much of your time. I mean, I understand you're going through, you know, an unexpected, you know, time. But I'll go ahead and just want to let me confirm your numbers at area code 281702. 6635, and is there a good email address that you could provide so they could forward the information to you?
You have my email?
Yes, ma'am. Let me just read that back to you if that's all right with you. Just let me know, acknowledge if it's correct. It's your first name, Linda, dot last name at Yahoo.
Maria Linda. @yahoo.com.
All right, marialinda.hagen@yahoo.com. I'll go ahead and, like I said, I'll schedule a call back. If it's not me or one of my colleagues to give you a call back, I go ahead and, you know, say a little prayer for you, man. But I'll go ahead and just take care of yourself and have a great day. And thank you for your time. And I'll pass the information along.
Bye-bye.
Take care, man.